亚伯献的是身流血赎罪啊。
Abel he made blood offerings which involved the shedding of blood.
我们得到耶稣基督宝血的救赎，罪得到赦免。
Today, we are being saved. It's because of the shedding of the blood by our Lord Jesus.
我们是因信称义，不是靠行为称义。
And it is by faith that we are justified as righteous, and not by our good deeds.
但是我们因信称义，就不要行为吗？
But however, since we are justified as righteous, does it mean that there is no requirement for good deeds at all?
啊，所以我们虽然是因信称义，但是不是说因信称义，我靠耶稣就不用有行为表现了。
It doesn't mean that when we are justified by our faith, there is no need for good deed.
仍然要有铜线的数据。
We must have grain offering to go hand in hand with this blood offering.
啊，这个下面啊，我们内容里面会再提，我简单先提一下就好。
And we'll continue to go into detail with this topic later on.
啊，所以这个啊，后来呢，这个挪亚出方舟之后啊，啊，他就献祭给神了啊。
As we know that Noah, after when he came out from the ark, he made offering to God.
这个亚伯啊，也约伯啊，也常常为孩子来献祭啊。
Job,
怕他们得罪神。
He also make many sacrifices to God on behalf of his children because he was afraid that his children had sinned against God.
再来，亚伯拉、以撒、雅各，他们都到处啊啊筑坛献祭。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, wherever they go, they make altar to worship God.
可能可见他们都从神得到过启示啊，知道要献祭啊。
From here we can see that they have received revelation from God to know how to make sacrifice.
其实从挪亚的后裔里面呢、闪族啊，都懂得献祭。
In actual fact, the descendant of Noah, Shem, they all know how to make sacrifices to God.
他说，神是闪的神。
The tribe of Shem knows that that God is the God of Shem.
其实呢，不只是犹太人懂得献祭，其实中国人也知道要献祭。
Not only the Jewish people they know how to make sacrifices to God, the Chinese people they too know that they should make sacrifices.
所以我们如果到过这个中国大陆北京啊，啊，北京就有个天坛啊。
And if you have been to Beijing, there is this place called the Temple of Heaven.
北京天坛啊，就是古时候皇帝啊在那边献祭的地方。
And this Temple of Heaven has an altar where the emperor make sacrifices in ancient time to God.
中国人不知道。太上的真神是谁？称为天呐、祭天啊。
The Chinese they do not know who is this God, in heaven. So when they worship, they just worship to heaven.
啊，只是知道天上有一位真神。
They just know that there's a God in heaven.
掌管着人的生死祸福。
That control the destiny of man.
啊，所以我们。常说顺天则昌，逆天则亡。
And the Chinese, that's the Chinese saying that for those who obey heaven, will prosper, but those that would go against heaven will be cursed and die.
生死有命，富贵在天。
And whether you are living or dead, whether you are wealthy or poor, it all depends on heaven.
其实，古时候中国皇帝啊。到天坛祭天呐、他等于站在大祭司的这个职份上面呐、代表全国百姓来向神献祭。
In ancient time, when the emperor they make offering in this temple of heaven on the altar, they are themselves representing the priest.
在这个天坛旁边还有个斋戒王皇帝要祭天之前 必须在斋戒王先呢、啊，斋戒七天呢、啊，啊，斋戒啊，我不晓
得。Beside this temple, when they make an offering, there's another little temple where they have to take vegetarian food for 7 days.
初四啊，吃素哈，斋戒七天，然后要沐浴，换干净衣服啊，才能够上天坛呐、啊。
For 7 days, they have to purify themselves by eating just vegetables prior to making offering on the altar.
所以古时候皇帝也是一样啊，他们哈、哦、这个献祭啊，民间才有杀鸡鸭鹅啊这些哦小动物啊，皇帝那个时候祭天要牛，诸侯啊要羊。这都有规定的呀、啊、
Only the commoner use chickens and birds to offer in their worship, but for kings and emperor, they have to use cattle and bulls.
其实中国人、啊、
and lambs.
这个皇帝祭天这个仪式啊，跟圣经里面的、啊、这个献祭啊，差不多一样的。
So the way the ancient Chinese emperor made offering to God is quite similar to the ancient times Bible.
可见都是从这个挪亚出方舟之后得到神的启示，知道要献祭啊。
And we can trace this from that of Noah, where Noah himself knows how to make sacrifices after when he left the ark.
只是犹太人。因为啊，有神的经典留下来，所以有一个完整的一个献祭的条例啊。
And for the Jews, because they have the scriptures that's left behind for them, that is why they know exactly how to make sacrifices properly to God.
所以当皇帝上天坛杀了，他也是要按锁在这个牛羊的头上啊，这个代表你全国百姓。向神认罪，然后牛羊杀了。
The Chinese emperor, prior to slaughtering the cattle or lamb, they have to put their hand and lay their hand on the head of the cattle or the lamb. Then they can slaughter and make sacrifices. And by doing that, they are representing the whole nations to remit the sin.
其实意思跟圣经里面这个牛羊承担了人一切的罪，为人。我罪的人啊，已经流血死了。
So the meaning is the same as the Bible, where the cattle and the lamb they have take on the sin of the people, and shed the blood to remit the sin.
那献祭完他才向天上的神呐 来祈求。
Then the emperor will then pray to heaven.
所以我们古人说啊，破罪于天无所祷矣，人因为罪，所以神不听人祷告。所以要献祭赎罪之后啊，这个皇帝就代表全国百姓向天上的人呢、啊、祈求啊，这个风调雨顺啊，这个国泰民安呐
And there's an old Chinese saying that goes that it's because of sin that God will not listen to the prayer of man, and therefore it is through sacrifices of animals then only a blessing will come where there will be rains and there will be harvest.
但是啊。这个犹太人呢、啊，是神从万民当中拣选了亚伯拉罕啊，做他们子民呐、啊，跟亚伯拉罕立约。
On the other hand, we see this Jewish people, they are the chosen one, with Abraham as their forefather that was being chosen by God, as where they make a covenant with God.
并且把这些献祭的条例告诉了他们。
And God has instructed to them all the regulations regarding to making sacrifices in detail.
所以这里有提到从这个献祭的种类啊，就可以分血祭跟素祭啊，流血的祭跟这个不流血的祭。
And there are the nature of the sacrifice of the sacrificial offering can be divided into the blood offering and the grain offering.
如果从献祭的意思来分呢，就馨香的祭还有赎罪的祭。
If you want to talk about the significance of these kind of offering, again, you can subdivide them into the aroma offering and sin offering.
如果从啊献祭的人来分呢、啊，就有分呢、啊，这个会众就是代表着全体的国民的啊。
Again, if you want to further divide the people who offer sacrifices first, that's this nation, which is the whole community.
还有长官的个人的献祭的方法。
The officials and individuals.
那这个长官呢、啊？除了这些族长啊，这些长官之外，还有就是祭司了啊。
And these official will include the high priest and the ruling authorities.
那时的子民当献的祭啊，一共有五种啊。
And there are five types of offering made by the people of God.
所当献的祭一共有燔祭、素祭、平安祭、赎罪祭、赎愆祭。
And there are the burnt offering, grain offering, fellowship offering, sin offering, and guilt offering.
那燔祭呢，就预表耶稣基督啊，把自己完全献上为人赎罪啊。
The burnt offering prefigure Jesus sacrificing himself on the cross to redeem the sin.
当然信徒也要把自己当作活祭啊来献给神啊。
And the people also have to see themselves a burnt offering to sacrifice themselves to God.
那素祭就代表着耶稣基督有完全的品德啊。
The grain offering prefigure the perfect deeds of Jesus.
他是一完全的人。
He is a perfect man.
那我们信徒也应该要把果子呈现给神。
And today, as Christian, a believer of Christ, we also have to present these fruits of good deeds to Christ.
那这个平安祭啊，就预表着耶稣基督他的牺牲带来了这个神与人之间的和平。
This peace offering, sorry, this fellowship offering, peace offerings, also prefigure the peace that God, the Lord Jesus, has brought to His people.
我们信徒也要成为一个和平的使者。
As the believer of Christ, we must also be the messengers of peace.
这个平安祭又称为酬恩祭了啊，就是感恩祭了啊。我们享受神的平安啊，就献上感谢为祭啊。
This peace offering is also called as the thanksgiving offering. When we thank God for peace that He has given us, we make offering.
再来就是赎罪祭。
Next is the sin offering.
预表没有罪的耶稣基督来承担了我们的罪，为我们受死。
And this prefigure the sinless Jesus himself to wash away the sinners.
那我们信徒应该经常在神面前呢、来献上赎罪祭，常常在神面前认罪悔改。
And today we as a Christian we must come before God to confess our sin and repent our sin.
这个赎愆祭啊，愆当然就指的小罪了啊，愆啊就预表主耶稣啊要补足人呐、对神的亏欠啊。
And the guilt offering refer to the sin of man and because of this guilt in man God, the Lord Jesus,
补足人对神的亏欠。
This is an offering to compensate the lacking of man before God.
因为人犯罪之后就亏欠了神的荣耀。
It is often when man sin, then he has fallen short of the glory of God.
所以我们信徒啊，信主之后，我们也要常献上赎愆祭啊。来补偿还呐、我们对神的亏欠啊。
So when we believe in the Lord, we must often make this grain offering. Guilt offering.
如果从献祭的物有分为有血祭跟素祭啊，那血祭里面呢、就有用 公羊、绵羊、山羊啊，斑鸠、雏鸽啊，来献祭的啊。
The sacrificial items are subdivided into the blood offering and grain offerings, and the items for the blood offerings are bulls, sheep, goats, doves, and pigeons.
那当然了、啊，所献祭的这些哈、啊，在生命记十一章里面提到的，都是洁净的动物啊。
And all these that are mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 11, they should be unblemished.
那公牛哦，代表着表示着这个服侍的哦，这个耐苦的、忠心的这个大力的哈、哦。
And bulls represent servitude, endurance, loyalty, and strength.
这个地里的土产哈、哦、乃是增产，乃是凭着牛力啊，所以到十五分哦，还没有到啊，是不是肚子饿了？
The grain offering that are the fine flours and all that are made from the work of bulls.
这绵羊啊，就表示啊，这个顺服啦、啊，温柔啦、啊，这个良善、安静啦、啊，我们要做神的绵羊啊，哈。
And when we offer sheep, we are offering our submissiveness, our gentleness, our kindness, and our quietness.
那也用山羊啊，其实圣经里面山羊都代表啊，这个有罪的啊，不好的哈。
When we offer goats, it means sins and death. In the Bible, goats often represent the bad things.
在马太福音二十五章里面，主耶稣有提到分别三绵羊啊，右边的绵羊啊进入永生，左边的山羊啊要进入永刑啊。
In the book of Matthew chapter 25 talks about being divided into the group of goat and sheep, and the group that belongs to sheep will enter into eternal life, whereas goat will be condemned.
所以用山羊是代表的。替死啊，哈，代罪啊。
So goats represent substituting for other sins and death.
啊，但是神呢也体恤那些穷苦人家啊，他没有钱可以献牛献羊呢，怎么办？这个是神的爱，可以用斑鸠、雏鸽啊，这个小鸟啊。
And God also thought of those people who are not as well off. And if they are poor, they will not be able to afford bulls, sheep, and goats. So what do? They use doves and pigeons.
所以主耶稣啊，他在约瑟这个木匠家中长大，家里很穷。所以主耶稣出生第八天哈啊，他受割礼的时候献的就是啊，这个雏鸽啊，斑鸠雏鸽。没有能力献这个牛羊的，他家很穷的、啊。
And Jesus was born from a carpenter's home, and that is not a well-off family. So when they make sacrifices, they were sacrificing doves and pigeons.
所以这个献祭是每个人都必须做的，但是呢，神会按照我们的力量，每个人都可以做到啊。所以穷人你可以用。斑鸠雏鸽啊，还是一样可以献祭啊。
And this offering is capable by everyone, and everyone will make offering according to his own ability. If you can offer bulls, you offer bulls. If you cannot, then you can offer doves and pigeons.
所以这里有提到啊，这个斑鸠啊啊，就表示卑微贫穷啦。那雏鸽啊，就表示。和平、寻良、圣洁。
Here says doves represent humility and poverty, pigeons peace, gentleness and purity.
因为他们都有他们的特性啊。
And all of them have their own unique characteristics.
那献素祭里面呢，有这个细面，就是这个麦子磨成的面粉呐，哈。 当然以前的细面没有现在面粉那么细啊，哈、哦，是叫细面呢、啊，不是面粉呢、啊，啊、
哦。Grain offerings include very fine flour.
啊，是细面可以说面粉了、啊，不过以前呢、啊、没有现在机器磨的那么细就对了，哈、哦，是叫细面啊，还有做的无效饼、出手之物啊。
Fine flours,
这是麦穗的、
啊、and cakes of fine flours, and first fruits.
哎，那当然这些都有一些含义啊。
And all these have their meanings.
啊，刚才讲这个细面就是麦子，把它剔掉壳，把它磨成粉啊，就表示啊舍己无我啊，那洁白柔细啊。
And fine flour come from the crushed wheat that is being crushed into fine powder that will to represent complete self-denial and purity.
啊，那饼当然就是由这些细面啊，这个无效的面啊，把它做成饼啊，是代表着这个联合啊。这个熬嫩啊，因为饼需要烤过的啊，能够养人呐 啊是饼是圆的啊，圆满的意思啊。
The cakes of fine flour represent unity and wholeness because for flour to come together as a cake, it has to go through baking where everything has to be tested and put together.
啊，还有就。出手的果子，出手之物哈，就是当新收成的啊，这个表示我们已经新收成零售的，要先奉献给神啊，是出手之物啊。
And first fruit represent a glorious beauty, new renewal and a fruitfulness, which tells us that whatever is the we have first must be given to God.
代表的柔美啊、这个长心呐 啊是出手的最新的嘛啊，所结的果子了啊。
Because first fruit is always very beautiful, and glorious.
啊，好，我们大概就把这些啊，这个立位记的这个绪论呐、啊，这个总论先谈过了啊，让我们啊了解一下这些一些内容啊。
So now we have an idea, an overview of the Book of Leviticus.
那我们下午啊，啊就进入经卷里面了啊。
And this afternoon we're going to go into the Bible the text.
大家有什么意见没有？
Do you have any question or suggestion?Roman? Chapter 1?
Chapter 1?
Chapter 1? Chapter 1? Chapter 1? Chapter 1? Chapter 1? Chapter
1?
他说罗马书第十二章第一节、说我们要将身体献上当作活祭。那我想说当主耶稣献上自己当作活祭。那我们是信徒，我们也是把我们献上当为活祭。
对。
他说我们不必献上公牛或者是羊，可是我们献上我们自己。每天我们献上我们自己给神。他 说，守神的道，还有把我们自己献上。作为一个基督徒，这是我们的职责，是把我们自己献上给基督，当为活祭。那这是我的感想。
啊，对，哇，你信主多久
？How long have you believed in Christ?
I got baptized less than a year ago.
去年，超过一年。可是我相信主耶稣超过三年。可是我在这里受洗是大概少过一年。
哦，虽然你信主时间很短，但是你对圣经的这个领悟啊很多啊。
Although you have been baptized with the Lord for quite a short period of time, but you have quite a deep understanding of the Bible.
主耶稣爱你啊。
And the Lord Jesus loves you.
没有错啊。
And it is true indeed what you said just now.
我们要把自己当作活祭献给神，就是说我们每天为主耶稣活着。啊，你就是我，不管做什么，我说话做事，无论做什么是为主耶稣做的，那你就是把自己当作活祭献给神。
That we are offering our bodies as sacrifices. In other words, whatever we think, whatever we do, whatever we say, we do it all for the sake of Christ. And by doing that, then we are offering our body as living sacrifice.
这就保罗说，我是为主耶稣活，我死了也为主耶稣死。我不管生不管死，我都是主的人了，就是把自己当活祭，已经献给神了。神怎么样用我都可以的。
And just as what Paul has said, I live for the Lord and I die for the Lord. Whether I live or I die, it's for the Lord.
自己把自己的献上，没有我自己的主张了。我是神的，主耶稣，你怎么用我，我就怎么顺啊，为主耶稣活，这个就是活祭啊。
When you offer yourself to God, you don't have your own opinion or thought anymore. You offer yourself and let God rule over you. And whatever God wants us to do, we do it accordingly.
感谢主啊，你信主的时间短短啊，对神话语的领悟很多了啊。
And we thank God that although you believe in the Lord for such a short period of time, but you have quite a good understanding of His Word.
那我们呢？下午进入经卷的时候，我们会再详细来讨论啊。
And this afternoon, when we're going into the book itself, the book of Leviticus, we'll go into more detail and have more discussion.